We're on.
Microphones are on.
Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors is now in session. We will salute the flag, Supervisor Allen Greenberg.
Pledge allegiance to the
flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do you have a chaplain in the room?
Yes.
Let us pray. Our dear Creator, we thank you for all your blessings and for your promises of guidance. We thank you for these leaders and for all of the people of our county. We ask your blessing. We ask your wisdom, and we ask the will to do whatever is good for our people. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And your name, sir?
Bob Mason.
Mason, thank you.
When we roll call, please.
All right, Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Supervisor Hupp.
Present.
Supervisor Ogren.
Present.
Supervisor Kopsev.
Here.
And Supervisor Harris.
Present.
You have to do your whoopty speech.
Yes. The board will be convening today as the Siskiyou County Flood Control and Water Conservation District and County Service Area 4 and receives no additional compensation.
Thank you. Item 4, presentations from the public. This time slot is for information from the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on matters presented at this time. You will be allowed 3 minutes for your presentation. Written comments can be presented if so desired by providing a minimum of 7 copies to the clerk. When addressing the board, please state your name for the record prior to providing your comments. Please address the board as a whole through the chair. Comments should be limited to matters within the jurisdiction of the board. And we have one from Forest Supervisor Chris Christopherson. Would you come over up, please?
Good morning, supervisors. I am Chris Christopherson, Forest Supervisor on the Klamath National Forest. And I'm here this morning to give you an update on the Marble Complex, which includes two fires that are being managed by Incident Management Team Number 9 on the Klamath National Forest. The first of those is called the Jacket Fire. We have lime fully around that. We've got a hose layer around it. And we've got roughly, I believe, 20 to 30% containment. So that's in a really good position. The other fire is called the Summit Fire. It's approximately 300 acres. It's in the Marble Mountain Wilderness. And I just want to give you some information and stats on that. And so that was identified last week on the 1st. About 10 minutes later, I'm sorry, 1 minute later, we had smoke jumpers ordered. We had jumpers overhead 10 minutes later, and then we had air tankers ordered about 20 minutes after that fire was first reported. To date, we have dropped a total of 437,000 gallons of retardant on those two fires. We've dropped an additional 191,000 gallons of water on those two fires, and to say that we've been taking aggressive initial attack is an understatement. And so we have been aggressively suppressing those fires, putting them to bed as quickly as possible because of the time of year that they started. So early July, a lot of fire season left, and because of the risk that Summit Fire poses to the communities in the Scott Valley. And so that is what we've been doing. To date, we have hand line around the northern flank of that fire, the Summit Fire. And if you look at your map, that is a picture of the Summit Fire. And what I want to do now is briefly give you an update on our strategy to contain that fire. If you look at the southern boundary on that fire, that is backing down in an old burn scar. It's very steep. And it has a large number of snags from a 2014 fire. Based on firefighter safety and low probability of being able to stop that fire mid-slope because of trees rolling out and starting fire below, the incident management team and I have decided to take a hand line along the Pacific Crest Trail, Rocky Ridge, going south There's a little body of water down there called Man-Eaten Lake, and we're going to go on the northern side of that lake, following the ridge, and then down into the creek bottom and tying in with the existing hand line. What I've heard is that will be complete within 4 to 5 days. We're going to have 6 hotshot crews doing that work for us. We will then look for an opportunity to fire off that bowl, reducing fuels and reducing the risk of that fire coming out of that containment area. And with that, I will pause, and if we have time for any questions.
I appreciate the work. You know, I don't have any questions. I voice my questions at fire meetings. And a couple words that I heard early on that the public needs to be aware of, because I keep getting these questions. From the very start, I heard repeatedly aggressive and direct attack. And I appreciate that, Chris. Thank you.
Anyone else for the board? Supervisor Haupt and I have been in contact with you throughout this whole event. We do appreciate your aggressive attack on this. And the one thing that we've heard over and over again from the public is their concern about Shackelford Creek and that drainage and the issue of the possibility of it getting down into residences. And you guys have taken a really hard stance on this, and in lieu of, you know, looking back on what happened last year, and we really do appreciate the fact that your experience here so far has been critical in the year that you've been here, and we know that you're engaged and really do care about what's going on, not only in the forest, but for public safety and the safety of your employees, and we really do appreciate that. And you do listen to what we have to say and what the public has to say and the people that are in the community and have seen this before, and we do appreciate that. So thank you again for your engagement and your ability to take care of this in a hurry.
Yeah, thank you, Supervisor. And a small bit of additional information. So this is the second year that Shackelford Creek has come up as a major point of concern. We do have a secondary control line feature identified if our primary alternate does not work. But I will be talking with my forest team about prescribed fire in that drainage this fall to reduce the long-term risk of fuel loading in that area.
So. One other question, but it's on the Butler fire, and I know it's not your fire. However, if you could persuade the Forest Service to open communication lines with us on that fire, that'd be great. I don't know who the line officer is in charge. I don't know if there's a team in place, but it's kind of like a black hole, but it is part of the camp.
We are working to improve communications forest to forest on that. And I put the 2 ICs in communication last night, so we do have some more information. I'll be reaching out to the forest supervisor, who's Kathy Allen. She is acting behind Supervisor MacArthur over there.
Okay.
And so, and I, Supervisor, I will share any information that I learned today about that incident.
Thank you.
No further questions? Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.
Okay, moving on to consent. Any items to pull? I would like to pull item G.
There's nothing else. Move to approve the balance of the consent agenda.
Second.
Just a second. All righty. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbseth?
Aye.
Excuse me, Supervisor Ogren?
Aye. I know Sheriff can't be here today. Hopefully Courtney's here. Good morning.
Good morning. Courtney Greenlee, Administrative Services Manager for the Sheriff's Office.
So This item goes along with a number of other ones, but this one stood out to me because this contract for the city of Montague sheriff's services was for the term from 2024 to 2025 of June. It's now July. It's over $1 million. And now we're looking for a new contract, and it doesn't sound like we have one. So I have like a whole list of questions as to why we're trying to get a contract from a year ago ratified, signed. I want to know about the budget. I want to know about money. I want to know about liability to our employees. Can you fill me in?
Happy to. So I know the sheriff has communicated in past meetings that both himself and I inherited the original template of the services contract. After he has been in his position, we have had meetings with the cities, and we have learned that a lot of them have different needs, and what we've been providing is a kind of general template to each of them. So in the first year or two of us trying to modify this agreement, it was pulling the different needs of each city. Sometimes that impacted union MOUs, which we do not have permissions to insert ourselves into, so that created complexities, as well as the fact that we had been understaffed for some time, and a lot of the major incidents were pulling staff out of cities to respond to. So we just, there was a lot of give and take from the cities as to what, how we were going to restructure the contract in terms of whether we were going to guarantee hours or guarantee positions, how we were going to, you know, recruit lateral staff or other staff that was ready to work independently. We even came up with different cost plans based on what other counties were implementing. But it seems as though no county does their city contracts the same, because there's not a requirement for everyone to follow specific guidelines. So we pulled some of our favorites from other areas that aligned with the sheriff's vision and the city's approvals. And at the end of 2024, we came up with what we felt was a really strong cost plan and a kind of idea of shared costs. And it was not in favor of our auditor's office. But I'd like to mention that there's not one party that has held back revisions of this contract. So that is why this contract is late, because by the end of last fiscal year, we performed an auditor service request. It was then requested that we revise, and by then we wouldn't have had enough time to revise a brand new contract and get all parties from all cities to approve prior to June. So from a fiscal perspective, I felt like moving forward with an addendum and to revise for this fiscal year. If you have any other questions, I'm happy to answer them.
So how have we been getting paid all this time?
So the contract itself, for the term of the contract, is the large dollar amount you mentioned, but annually the city of Montague puts about a $213,000 contribution to this sheriff's office. So normally, even on the county side, if we are required to owe an entity a certain amount of money, especially at the limits that the cities are obligated to, we would also require a contract. So we normally recover that revenue once a contract is complete. The cities all have been under the assumption that if a new contract wasn't given, to plan for the monetary figures in the previous contract. So the sheriff and I were confident that at any time that we implemented an addendum or a new contract, that at least this reserve was set aside, and that was known at all the city levels. Did you want to elaborate on that?
So what are we doing moving forward? How are we moving into 2025-26 for the new contract?
We are drafting it now with the approval of the auditor's office for the template, and then I will be going to the department heads, which is obviously the sheriff and undersheriff, for approval of the cost plan. Unfortunately, the fiscal division can only move forward if those parties approve, and then eventually it comes before you. So if that creates additional roadblocks, we can always communicate that with Sherry Lawson or Diane Olson, and if there's any intervention needed or questions need answered, we can partner with them.
Do you see it moving forward more quickly than this one did?
I do. My personal hope is that I have it to you around the same time that Sherry Lawson can present the adopted budget, and that allows the cities to also make modifications in their fiscal year.
Okay. My angst is that this has been going on for quite a long time. This isn't new.
It's not new. I think the request from the cities is 24-hour coverage, and the cost of that is significantly higher than the contribution. And when we computed what the difference would be, I think that there was concern to present such figure. So we are working on a way to potentially get there, but it would be a significant increase to charge for actuals of a 24-hour support, like support of law enforcement.
Well, and like Supervisor Cropstaff brought up last meeting or the meeting before, it's like, what's in it for us? We're not even breaking even on this at this point. And we do have to come to some kind of an agreement somewhere along the line that it makes it somewhat, I mean, public safety is an issue. We understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have to figure out a way to make our services worthwhile.
Correct.
So it is important for us to come to some kind of an agreement that is where we're not giving away our services.
Correct.
This has come up over and over again for me, and I can't stress enough that we cannot keep running without contracts. For liability reasons, for monetary reasons, for just operating reasons, this is, I hate to be so strong, but it's absolutely unacceptable from a business standpoint to run without a contract.
We understand.
And it can't keep happening. So, I don't know how anybody else feels about it, but Supervisor Cobb.
So a couple things. One, I think we have to approve this today in order to get paid, basically, is what I'm hearing.
We get to us at every year when we go through potential revisions, there is a point in time in the year where I like to provide a deadline to the sheriff where if progress is not made, we have to recoup something. And so because these terms have already been agreed to in previous years and by cities, that we just move forward with an addendum to recover an assumed cost, basically.
So that's what we have before us today.
Correct.
So
yes.
Essentially, once we approve this, the $213,000 will be coming our way.
Correct.
Even though services have been provided for the full year.
Correct. We still bill according to the exhibit. So we still pull data from the last year to recover certain figures. But yes, that it would be to replenish revenue in 24-25.
Gotcha. I mean, I agree with Supervisor Ogren. I mean, it should have been done last year, this time, and at least for me, from this point forward, without a contract, there shouldn't be services. I don't know how to say that. Something you said that concerns me, I think this board has been asking for 24/7 coverage countywide, and if the cities can get it from the sheriff's department, how does that work?
I would say that I'd have to have the sheriff confirm that, but the cities, there is no way for us to truly provide 24-hour coverage to the cities without
I agree.
Contribution of additional positions.
Yeah, if you can't do it on the county side, I don't know how you do it on the city side.
Correct.
And if you do, then to me, you're hiring additional staff so that the county or the unincorporated areas are covered.
Correct. So that is another dilemma of discussion that we have with the cities.
Well, and so from my perspective, and you know, we can discuss all we want, and I know this isn't you. Please don't take it that way. You just happen to be the one there.
I'm here.
until there's a contract, there shouldn't be any services.
I agree that is our ideal situation. I do not believe that the sheriff thinks it is in the best interest of the community to pull law enforcement services from any of our cities. But I understand.
I hear what you're saying, but this has been a year in the makings. It's not like it happened, it's July 1, 2025. We knew it was coming. So preparation should have taken place a long time. Again, I'm not throwing blame. I'm just saying we can't be doing it by the seat of our pants just because it's the right thing to do. There's also the right thing to do about just having a contract in place.
Okay.
The other thing that I guess it's difficult. Is the part of where does council come in on this? if the auditor is the one pulling the trigger on this isn't acceptable, is it because of the template of the contract, or is it run through council and council's okay with it? What I'm not understanding that dialogue of the holdup.
No, I don't see any, there's no pushback from county council. The terms of the contract are fine themselves.
Yeah.
It's the structure of the cost model that we've been trying to alter.
Okay. Okay.
So there's nothing, in my opinion, in the contract that's wrong, like incorrect in terms
okay.
of like what we're providing or requesting.
So the cost allocation part of that then, what's the discrepancy there?
There's just a handful of different avenues we're allowed to take because there's not one specific way to provide law enforcement services and to charge for such. So our fiscal team has provided a couple different cost models and ideas to the sheriff. Like I said, he did approve one as of the end of last year, but when we move forward, it was asked that we bring it back to the department. So at that time, that's when we decided to move forward with addendums to 2425. I know that you at the former meeting had asked to see cost studies. When our new template is revised, if you'd like to see where those current figures are, we'd be happy to share.
So I've maintained for too many years that the, you know, we're not breaking even on these contracts.
I agree that they're low.
Yeah, and it's nothing against the cities. It's just that you have to pay for the cost that it costs the county. We can't afford to subsidize. So if the template that the auditor's working on is to recover that, something that we've been asking for far too long, I'm supportive of that. I don't know where you bring this to a grinding halt just to get it on track, but obviously we have to move forward with this one today. But I'm not even content waiting until final budget. I think this should be ironed out in at least the next 30 days. If services are to continue,
we could probably receive county approval by then, but I don't know if you would be able to see it also presented to all city meetings within their agendas and back to the board before then, but mm-hmm. I can sure you for it.
Okay, thank you.
Just a little history. I wrestled this with Sheriff Wolfie in the city of Fort Jones for years, and from my perspective in Scott Valley, the one officer that was usually on duty over there was almost fully encumbered in the city of Fort Jones, which was taking enforcement away from the rest of the county. I didn't like that much. So in negotiating the price, I think we kept raising the price to where it didn't look lucrative for Fort Jones. And they eventually formed a police force with Aetna, and they have officers on duty most of the 24-hour period now, and we're not involved in that. And it's solved a lot of headaches in my district, particularly. So maybe that's a template for this one to move forward.
Any other comments?
Just real quick, because it tends to be my community is a contract city. You know, I think it's kind of a double-edged sword. All cities are under duress, just like we are when it comes to budget. But at the end of the day, they got to pay the true cost of what it's costing the county. You know, we cannot afford to subsidize. You know, I don't expect ever that we won't respond to an emergency call, but regular routine services, that's what they're paying for, and we have to recover the cost. And that's a hard pill for them to swallow, but then they get to make the decision whether to continue on or contract with another entity. Those were a good contract with the city of Mount Shasta, example. Start their own police department, you know, whatever the options are. But I also know, this goes back to Sheriff Lopez, you know, they're trying to work together with the communities. But again, you know, they're under fiscal constraints, probably worse off than we are, quite honestly. So I do think this has gone on far too long. We should be well ahead of the curve when it comes to this, and I would like to see this before the final budget is adopted.
Okay.
Complete. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So,
I move to approve, make the recommended motion, and add the caveat that hopefully, I know Candy can see helping, that the next contract can be before this board in the next 30 days.
Second.
All right, Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbsett?
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogren?
Aye. Okay. Gets us done with consent. Moving on to item 6, departmental requests. And that's 6A. And that is proclamation recognizing Miss Madeline Ryan.
Good morning, Haley Hudson, Deputy County Administrator. The Siskiyou Peak of Excellence program celebrates individuals who exemplify outstanding commitment, accountability, collaboration, positivity, and adaptability, fostering a culture of excellence and continuous improvement. This award recognizes employees who go above and beyond, demonstrating these values. The 2025 Quarter 2 Peak of Excellence Award is presented to Madeline Bryan.
No contracts on the table. You're good.
Whereas the Siskiyou Peak of Excellence program is established to honor employees who demonstrate outstanding commitment, accountability, collaboration, positivity, and adaptability, fostering a culture of excellence and continuous improvement within our organization and community, and whereas such recognition is given to employees meeting the criteria of the program, and whereas the Peak of Excellence Review Committee has considered all current nominations for the Siskiyou County Peak of Excellence Employee of the Quarter, and whereas Madeline Bryan has demonstrated unwavering dedication and exemplary performance in her role as the first individual to hold her position within the Health and Human Services Agency, and whereas within a remarkably short time, Madeline spearheaded the successful opening of two critical housing projects, Siskiyou Crossroads and Siskiyou Village, expanding safe living opportunities for the county's most vulnerable residents. Madeline coordinated and launched a successful outreach program that connected individuals experiencing homelessness to vital resources, such as mental health and substance use treatment, veteran services, and housing. Madeline consistently goes above and beyond what is expected, proactively addressing challenges and ensuring that each task is carried out with diligence, care, and attention to detail. Madeline fosters a culture of collaboration, effectively bringing together departments and stakeholder groups to work toward common goals that serve the broader community. Madeline's professionalism, patience, and compassion are evident in every interaction, never rushing a conversation, always listening attentively, and responding with respect and empathy. Madeline's extraordinary work has already made a significant and lasting impact on the lives of individuals and families throughout the county. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors do hereby proclaim Madeline Bryan as the recipient of the Peak of Excellence Award for Quarter 2 in recognition of her outstanding contributions to the county, her dedication to excellence, and her unwavering commitment to the betterment of our community. Be it further proclaimed that Madeline's outstanding service and tireless dedication serve as an inspiration to all employees, exemplifying the values that elevate our work environment and enhance the well-being of Siskiyou County. Passed and adopted unanimously by the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors at a regular meeting of said board held on the 8th day of July, 2025. Congratulations.
There are a few more people that would like to speak in honor of Madeline. Yes.
Joanne Johnson, Project Coordinator for Siskiyou County Administration. It's wonderful to have this opportunity to highlight Madeline's work. Anyone who has worked with Madeline knows she is a person who gets things done, and she does so with genuine commitment and care. She faces challenges head on, stays calm under pressure, and always thinks a few steps ahead to find solutions and keep projects moving forward. Madeline is also a thoughtful and responsible steward of public funds. She works closely with granting agencies and county departments to keep projects aligned with all requirements, protecting county investments, and keeping grant funding within the county. When developing new projects, she takes the time to listen and learn from others. She doesn't rely on her own assumptions. Instead, she asks questions and brings together different perspectives. By doing this, she ensures each project is community-informed, based on proven models, and built on a foundation of respect and collaboration. Madeline's dedication sets a high standard for all of us. She shows what it means to go above and beyond, and I am truly inspired by the positive impact she continues to make.
Good morning. Trish Barbieri, Director of Social Services Division. First, I will say congratulations to Madeline. This is well-deserved. This recognition is well-deserved. Years ago, I interviewed Madeline, and at the end of the interview, I asked her, Madeline, do you have any questions for me? And she pulled out several pages, and I thought, whoa. She was prepared, and she knew exactly what she wanted to ask of us. And I knew then that that was the type of analyst that we were looking for, somebody who was curious, someone who is inquisitive, someone who isn't afraid to ask those difficult questions. And I always really respected you for that, because we do pretty complex work, and we need intelligent individuals, and that's Madeline. I really describe her as highly intelligent. She's also very tenacious, and so the projects that were described earlier are very complex projects, and so I just want to say thank you and congratulations to you, Madeline. Well deserved.
Sarah Collard, Health and Human Services. So I just want to say, in addition to all of this, that it has been an amazing experience working with you. Since your tenure at the county, you have just accomplished so much. And unlike many of the jobs at the county, housing is not a repetitive job. And so all of the projects you've worked on have been unique in terms of their funding, in terms of the type of project, in terms of the partners involved in the project, and you have just rolled with that with grace and intelligence and really the ability to interact with the public and our grantors and our staff in just ways that have really made a huge impact on the community. So thank you.
My name is Dana Barton. I'm the Chief Deputy County Counsel for Siskiyou County, and it's my great honor to recognize and celebrate someone whose work has touched the lives across our community. Madeline, it's been a joy and a delight to work with you over the years. You were so intelligent, and your attention to detail, like everyone has said, is just astonishing. It's extraordinary. Madeline, Program Coordinator for the Siskiyou County Health and Human Services Program, Health and Human Services Agency, is a true rising star in our community and our county family. Madeline's commitment to ensuring that every individual and family has a safe, stable, and affordable place to call home is nothing short of inspiring. Through her leadership, compassion, and tireless dedication, she has helped build not just housing, but hope throughout our community. She advocates for those whose voices are often unheard, and she does so with such integrity, humility, grace, and deep love for her community. It's been a true honor to work with her throughout the years on all these extraordinarily complex projects, and your patience and your grace throughout every step has been so inspirational to me. Thank you so much.
Thank you for this honor. I'm very surprised and very touched.
Yeah. Thank you, Hannah.
anything from the board?
Sure. I've long been impressed with Ms. Bryan's efforts, all particularly around homelessness and all the issues. I did a tour here recently of the new paddle shelter coming up, and just how passionate she is about the subject is amazing.
Well, we have worked very closely together. Everyone else up there, you have quite a fan club.
Yeah.
So that just shows how wonderful you are and how amazing you are and the work that you do. You are a bulldog. You don't let go. Once you bite, you don't let go. And that shows a lot of your integrity and your willingness to give back to our community. And we don't have enough people like that in our community and our world. And you are an example to everybody. And we so much appreciate that. And I do, because I work so closely with your departments. And we need more people like you, and you cannot leave. And we won't let you. So just know that. Keep doing what you do. We need you desperately. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you, Supervisor O'Quinn.
Anybody else?
Congratulations. Well deserved.
Yep.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We need a motion.
Oh, we do need a motion. I'll make that motion.
Second.
Thank you. Who was the second? Oh, thank you. All righty. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Hal?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor O'Quinn?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsev, sorry.
Hi.
I was backwards.
I don't know if you want to sit over here.
We can switch real fast. Okay. Moving on to item 6B, proclamation for 20-year retiree, Ms. Brenda Harris.
Haley Hudson, Deputy County Administrator. As part of the county's 20-year retiree recognition program, this item is to recognize Deputy Director of Public Health Division, Director of Nursing, Brenda Harris, for her contributions to the community for 25 years. I'm assuming that Supervisor Harris is reading this proclamation.
I would be honored. I don't have a copy of it right here.
Oh, I
right
here. And then afterwards, Shelley Davis has some reports.
All right. Whereas Brenda Harris has faithfully served the community for 25 years, demonstrating unwavering dedication, compassion, and leadership throughout her esteemed career in public health. And whereas her distinguished career began as a public health nurse, where she quickly earned recognition for her clinical excellence and dedication, leading to her promotion to senior public health nurse, then to supervising public health nurse, followed by her advancement to public health manager, and ultimately to her current role as deputy director of the Public Health Division, Director of Nursing. Guiding the department with integrity, resilience, and an unwavering commitment to improving the well-being of our community. And whereas Brenda Harris' journey in service began with her proud enlistment in the United States Navy, where she not only served her country with honor, but also laid the foundation for her career in nursing, a profession through which she has touched countless lives. And whereas she considers it one of her greatest honors to be part of an extraordinary public health team, one that empowers individuals and families to live healthier, happier, and more holistic lives. And whereas one of her most defining and memorable moments came in 2020 when our community faced its first local case of COVID-19. In the face of uncertainty and crisis, Brenda Harris led with courage, grace, and resolve, helping guide the public health team through one of the most challenging times in recent history. And whereas, as she embarks on a well-earned retirement, Brenda Harris looks forward to pursuing new passions, writing a cookbook, enjoying treasured time with family, and spending more days outdoors hunting and fishing alongside her husband. And whereas, her legacy of service, leadership, and heart will continue to inspire her colleagues and community for years to come. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that we, the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors, with deep gratitude and admiration, recognize and celebrate the outstanding contributions of Brenda Harris. We honor her 25 years of dedicated public service and wish her joy, fulfillment, and many adventures in the years ahead.
Good morning. Shelley Davis, Director of of Public Health and Correctional Health Services. And I, too, definitely want to recognize Brenda for her 25 years of service. Even though I haven't been there that long, I've only been there since 2016. If I need a form from 1990, she has it. And that is something for somebody new in a position. So she always knows where it's at, what's happened before. So what I'm looking at is that history that's walking out the door, but I have her number on speed dial. But also want to say she's got a huge fan club here, too. They come to support her. And yeah, we're super proud of her.
Thank you. This has been a fabulous journey. This is a dream job for me. This is what I went to college for. It's hard to leave, but I'm not leaving the community. And I will always be here. And I will be serving in another kind of a way to the community. So I really appreciate you all. And especially Shelley for so much training and leading me.
Comments from the board?
I'll say this is extra bittersweet for me because I watched this from the beginning till now. Kind of choking up on this. I remember visits to Humboldt State when she was attending school. Remember when she got the public health nurse job. Actually, my cousin and I went to clinics and stuff down at Happy Camp with her. Actually learned a lot about that world. And so to be here today, where I'm sitting to be able to, you know, help honor her and what she's dedicated to this community is a big deal. So just want to say congratulations, and I'm super proud of you.
So I've known you since you were shorter than that podium. Watched you grow up, and I too am very proud of what you've become and what you've given back to this community. So maybe we'll go on a few more trips together. Yeah. So going out with pride and have fun. Enjoy. Do more good things.
So I want to thank you for your service. I also want to thank you for the honest open communications we've had. I really appreciate that. And I will never forget you coming at me with a hazmat suit and a cotton swab. during COVID, and I think the diagnosis shocked you more than it did me.
I saw it changing, and I'm like,
I've got to tell him. Anyway, thank you, Reverend. I look forward to seeing you at the tire shop.
I'll be there. Okay.
Sure. Thank you for your service. 20 years. I mean, you know, for me, these retirement type things are always bittersweet. We always, you know, congratulations and look forward to your future. Thanks for staying involved with the community. But again, bittersweet because we lose the good ones.
Congratulations. Everything's been said.
Through the chair.
Yes.
I'm Angela Davis, County Administrator. I could not let you get away without letting everyone know you were the first person to make me cry.
Oh.
Okay, wait. No, it wasn't. Oh. It was because she shoved a cold spot all the way to my brain while Shelley is in the other office laughing her tail off. And anyway, so thank you for that experience. I will never forget it. And I was brand new here. So yeah, that was my introduction. So congratulations, Brenda. Very well deserved. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Okay, with that, we need a motion.
I'm very honored to make that motion.
Second.
Almost.
All right.
Ready?
Yes.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopstad?
Aye.
And Supervisor Okun?
Aye. Thank you. Moving on to item C.
Haley Hudson, Deputy County Administrator. And I'd just like to say that I love seeing everyone smile and celebrating our staff. These new programs are wonderful. So thank you for that. So this item is part of the county's 20-year retiree recognition program. This item is for recognizing Senior Legal Secretary Joy Bragg for her contributions to the community for 30 years.
This is a proclamation of the Board of Supervisors for Senior Legal Secretary Joy Prague. Whereas for three decades, Joy Prague has exemplified the highest standard of public service, serving with professionalism, dedication, and heart across multiple departments within the county. And whereas Joy Prague began her impactful career as the Health and Human Services Department, continued her service with distinction in the Child Support Division, and concluded her remarkable journey as a senior legal secretary in the County Probation Department. And whereas over the course of 30 years, Joy Prague found deep purpose in her work, describing it both meaningful and rewarding, and has consistently gone above and beyond to support her colleagues and serve the community with integrity. And whereas her time in public service has been marked by genuine love for helping people, offering both a steady hand and a kind heart to those in need, and earning respect and admiration of all who have the pleasure to work alongside her. And whereas Joy Prague's most memorable moments were rooted in the connection, contribution, and the sense of fulfillment that came from making a difference in the lives of others. And whereas she enters a well-earned retirement, she looks forward to creating handmade cards, gardening, diving into good books, and spending treasured time with her beloved cat, Philip. Philip, her children, and her grandchildren. And whereas she leaves behind not only a legacy of service, but a simple, joyful piece of advice for those who continue the work. And it's in quotes: keep the candy bowl full and check the box for adult, end quote. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors does hereby extend its deepest appreciation and heartfelt congratulations to Joy Prague for her 30 years of extraordinary public service, and wishes her all the best in retirement and beyond.
Officer, I am grateful for the opportunity to work with you, Joy. You've been a leader in our department. Your leadership has set a positive tone each morning, and your welcoming attitude has contributed greatly to our workplace culture. You exemplify the qualities of a productive, positive, and engaging environment. Your contributions will be long-lasting. So congratulations on your retirement.
Thank you. 3 years went fast. 3 years, 7 months, 4 days.
Uh-oh. I was counting.
We worked together for 25 years now, and it's been, Stacy Jackson, Assistant Chief Probation Officer. Joy, again, everything the Chief just said, one of those people that you know will uplift everyone in the office, even if she's having a bad day, and we've been through some really rough times, or, you know, the loss of her house and the passing of her husband. She still kept going and showing up to work and doing the excellent job that she always does and caring about those around. One of the first people to always say, oh, do we need to do a card for this person, or can we help that person? And her pranks have been nothing but outrageous, including I still have a rubber chicken somewhere in my office. So, you know, those things that keep levity in such a difficult work environment at times. It's been wonderful having Joy in our office. I so look forward to continuing our friendship and appreciate what she's done. And I just wish we could replicate this person and Madeline and Brenda and bring more into our county family, and so that we can continue to celebrate like this. So thank you, Board of Supervisors, for taking the time to honor her as we do.
This one is wonderful. I just want to say thank you, and it's been wonderful working with the county, and especially probation. That's been my dream job, and we have had so much fun, and the officers are so dedicated and so hardworking, and I just appreciate every one of them. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'll just say that 30 years is a very impressive tenure, and thank you very much for your service to our community.
Thank you. Like I said, it did go by fast. Thank you so much.
And I was going to say, 30 years and you said it went by fast, that's kind of telling. You know? So it sounds to me you enjoyed your job.
I did very much.
And with all these retirees, I feel like I should be next.
Could be.
I will be.
Anybody else? Thank you for your service. It seems like the people that you worked for loved you very much, which is a huge testament to who you are and what you stand for and your work ethic. And it seems like you have a lovely community of people that will miss you very much.
And I'll miss them too, but we'll stay in touch.
Yeah. Thank you for all you did.
Motion
so
to approve.
Second.
Alrighty. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsek?
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogren?
Aye. Yes, we will take a break for pictures.